John Gruden taught me how to study football. That's who I worked with in 1995. Pretty cool thing is everybody talks about when John Gruden goes in at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, you know, I was John's quality control guy. I had to be there before he was. That's what I do now. I'm just coming early. I'm just used to that. With my offensive linemen, we always talk about we're going to outwork people.
That's perfect. And if he comes over the top, you just fall off just like you did, but we get movement right there.
Juan Castillo was my first hire for our staff. I knew Juan's work, getting to know Juan in Philadelphia for the number of years that we were together. You learn about Juan Castillo, you learn his background, you learn his upbringing, and you know that's something that we want here for our football team.
Give me a shade, stepping down on the shade. Here we go. Yes, 1-2, bam.
Back, I'm from Port Isabel, Texas. Down there in Texas, it's just like people say. I mean, everybody loves football. It's crazy down there. You know, you have doctors and lawyers and people that have done well. But because I'm a football coach in the NFL, they're like, wow, Juan, you made it. I'm thinking, you made it, you know.
Right side going that way. Here we go.
I mean, first generation, a Mexican-American coaching in the NFL. I guess when you stop and think of it, it's pretty wild, you know. It's cool.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The way that I ended up coaching in the NFL, I coached at Texas A&I. Back then, it's called Texas A&M Kingsville now. They hired me as an offensive coach, and I didn't know nothing about offensive line. So what I ended up doing is I ended up picking 7 guys that were the best O-line coaches in the country. 5 of them were in the NFL, and 2 of them were in college. I went to visit them every year for 5 years. First couple of years, I would sleep in the car. After that, by the 3rd year, I ended up sleeping at their houses. What they did, too, is they taught me all the different ways to coach that position.
And I want to really force them. I'm punching that shoulder, okay?
And so all of a sudden, after about 3 years, people started calling me. Oh, you know, you came highly recommended. Jobs that I never applied, those guys really developed me. You know, just a lot of good people with good hearts, and they knew that I was just trying to learn.
Yeah, there you go. It's a nice job. You probably felt the difference. You know, let's do it over here. Here we go.
In 1992, I did an internship with the Buffalo Bills with Marv Levy. I was here for probably 6 to 8 weeks. Marv Levy took an interest to me. Any video or anything that they had, he would give to me. So Buffalo is a special place in my heart because that's where I started. My first opportunity to see the NFL and for me to say, oh my God, you know, I can do this too. At Philadelphia, I was there with Andy Reid for 14 years, and I was there with Ray Rose for 4, so I was there 18 years. So I remember when Sean first came in, you know, we've been around each other quite a long time.
Getting to know Juan in Philadelphia, he's unmatched in terms of work ethic.
Make sure you take a peek at that banker, because if he's coming downhill, you're not going to be able to push him. You're just going to climb.
Focus on fundamentals and technique of our offensive lineman and his passion. That goes unmatched around the league and the toughness.
I don't give a shit if they know you're throwing the ball. Don't put no fucking weight on their hands. You can get vertical.
Sean knows me, and I can be myself. Sometimes he don't have to put me in my place, but he already knows it. That's the way I am. But he knows that I'm going to outwork everybody. He knows that because of that, my players are going to outwork everybody. And usually when you work hard like that and treat people right, good things happen.
There you go, Cam.
Well, at the end of the day, great teachers are shaping experience for a student, and coaches are in the same boat. If you have a great coach, they can shape your experience and your career.
I think part of that is because you're persistent and you're an underdog. You know, when somebody says that he can't, to me it's like a challenge. You know, I want to be known as somebody that develops players. And I think a lot of people know that if they send a player to Juan, they're going to get better.
What ain't cut? Bam, like there you go. All right, baby. So what's up, baby? What up?